סמך בייז עומד בייז. תורה רבונה. So the Gemara now, it's interesting. So the Gemara really says it. Now let's see the Gemara. And then we'll go back to the Tosfos. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. Because here the Gemara is going to explain it. Yikach shnei si'irei izim. Now if it just says the word si'irei, it can't mean one. Al-Korach, it would mean at least two or more. Miut si'irei is shnayim. Ma Talmud loymar shnei. Shiyush neim shav. So really, I would ask a kasha on the Gemara. Maybe it's three. Unless that the pshat is si'irei means two.
Specify a number, it's two.
You know, it means two. It's not a suffix. No, it means two. Shnei si'irei means two. I would have thought it could mean two plus. Two and up. What does it mean, two? Since it says si'irei, it doesn't have to say two. Yeah. So I see the Ritva is the kasha. And the Ritva says, Shemikan loimdim, Shekisha ha-toyre kosva b'loshin rabim, Kavonos ha-toyre bruro lishnayim. V'loi shemitoich sofik mefarshim es kavonosom k'loshin rabim, and also shnayim. I mean, unless specified different, and what a minute. No, but I would have said much better. It says, Echod la-Shem ve-Echod la-Zozel. Why isn't that good for the reason for the two? That should have been good for the reason. Okay. So the Gemara, Ma Talmud lo mar shnei, sheyu shneim shovim. And that, minayin, af al pi she'ein shneim shovim k'sherim, like it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, so that's what it means when the Gemara says, minayin av al pi she'ein shneim shovim k'sherim, Talmud lo mar. Talmud loymar, v'ikriv aron es ha-soyer. Ha-soyer ha-shol ov ha-gor la-zozel. Shnei pomim seer. So it says it again. Ribod is a special riboy that b'di'eved, it's kosher. Talmud rabbi rachmone. It's kosher loy rabbi rachmone hama min psulim. Ikuva min olon. It's like a opposite question. You would have to know a limud, right? So Rashi already shtalzach. There's a klal in Hilchus Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Wherever it says chukah, it's ma'akiv. Wherever it doesn't say chukah, it's not ma'akiv. So the Gemara, Holei Rabbi Rachmona, Hava Mine Psuli Tamar Rachmona, Holei Rabbi Rachmona. So the Gemara name, Hava Mine Psuli B'di'evet. Haloi Rabbi Rachman Absul, Nikuva Minolon, Salkadait the Chamina Shnei, 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 Ksiv. It says, Vayikach Shnei Sirizim, Falokach Shnei Asirim, Vashnei Asirim Goy Rolois, so Mehashtra the Rabbi Rachman a Sawyer, 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 Shnei, 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 Lomali, Chad Bemara, Chad Bekeme, Chad Bedome. So a Melem, and that's what would be with that din. So it's just interesting. That Tosfos on Omer Aleph was, let's go back to the Tosfos on Omer Aleph. Nira li da haynu alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. Di alibi de Rabbi Shimon adorish le ledrosh achriti per kama de shvuas. Veloka chashnei asiri makish zira mishtolach zira pnimi. Masi ari mechapa al Yisrael. So Tosfos is really asking the kashe, Nira li da haynu alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. What's meant to alibi de Rabbi Yehuda? This limud of shnei. The Gemara says it here. Tosfos should have said it on the Gemara on Amud Beis. That should have been the...
Kaddish and then Gemara.
Yeah. So Taisus, where's the Taisus here? Yeah. Okay. Taisus a divrei amascho. Where's that Taisus? Yeah, that Taisus chad. Taisus goes through our Gemara a little bit. What we have to do. So now the Gemara says. Really, there's also another question here. So what does the Gemara say? So we need the shnei, to be mar, bechad b'mara, chad b'koyme, v'chad l'domen. So it's a ribuy b'negeya l'lechatchila. But b'di'evet. It's a good kasha, I mean. If you need the limud for chad l'koyme, chad l'... chad lemara vechad ledomim, so then it shouldn't be makiv the shnei bachlal, and that should be the tanya nami ochi. So the gemara adimyan, the gemara is going to go off on a tangent. So the gemara tanya nami ochi legabe kivsei mitzoyro. What does the Torah say? After the mitzoyro gets better, he brings two tzipayim very similar to the seer. He brings two birds, tohoyrois, and the etzera is the ezo v'shnisalais. One tzibor he shechts, and he puts it into the mayim chayim, the blood, and he puts the blood even into the water. He buries the tzibor ashkuta right in front of the metzera. Then he takes the other bird with the etzera v'ezo v'shnisalais, and he dips the bird into the water on the dam, and he puts it on to the mitzvah, and then he sends the tzipor away, mechutz le'ir, and then he goes through the whole process with the mitzvah. So he has two birds. So Dartan, it's called, right, uvayoyim ashmini yikach shnei kvosim. So which kvosim does he bring after? That's the two birds. And then after he finishes the whole 7 days, after 7 days, maybe shnei kivosim, echad oilov, echad osham, v'kivso lechatus, but shnei kivosim. So if not, he brings shnei toirim, or shnei b'nei yena. So the Gemara tells us not on the two birds, on the two kvosim. Miut kvosim, ishnai. Ma tamad loimar, shnei kvosim. It's lelamed sheyu shneihem shovim. Uminah shavu b'shein shneihem shovim ksherim. Talmud loyma ha-keves ha-keves. Taima de Rabbi Rachmone. Holo Rabbi Rachmone ava mina psulim. Kuva min olon. Salkdech amina t'yeksiv. This is a special posting. Pashto Ravona keves keves. T'ye lomoli. L'shar v'yosi shol mitzera. That it is ma'akev. So b'kitzah z'shtetin the Gemara first. The Gemara addresses the Kivsei Metzera. And the Kivsei Metzera is another place where people are not familiar that it has to be Shovim B'mara, and not only by the... now, Zok, the Gemara, also, which is, it's a little bit not in the right order. First it says by Metzera the birds, then it says the Kvasim. The Gemara addresses the birds. V'tanya nami legabe de tzipore Metzera. Ki agavna shtei tzipoirim havi mitzvah zayim. Ma tamalim shtei? That it should be sheyu shteim shavis. Ay, with the avid, tamalimar, hatzipor riba. Tavra vachana loylo rabbi, the Gemara says, l'shavayis. So that's the Gemara, unbelievable, that it would be, I don't know why the Gemara goes after, right? I didn't say anybody asked the kasha. That it's in the wrong order, this note about the tzipoirim, that they look the same, and the Gemara first addressed the Gemara says the same thing. Frank the Gemara, hochi tmidim? Unbelievable. What's the tmidim? Every day there was a morning tamid and an afternoon tamid. Nami neima kvosim, umiut kvosim shnayim, mal tamid loima shnayim, sheyu shneim shovim. Uminayin shavu bishen shneim shavim ksheirim, Talmud loy masakev ezagoy kazir of Yibur goes one rabbi b'inim. Paid Gemara, I would come Talmud, which would be Talmud loy makarim shnayim la yoim, keneged hayoim, ata oimer, keneged hayoim, ein elo chayvis hayoim. So the Gemara learns out the halachas of that din. So it's interesting, till you came to this Gemara, never knew that there's a halacha of so there's a Geshmake Kasha that the Rishonim ask here. The Rishonim and the Tosfos Yeshanim. There's a din that the Shnayim Layoim, the Tomid, should look the same. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Yuma, Lamedal Ramad Beis, the Shnayim Echod Layoim Echod, Miyuchid Shebe Edroi, that the Keves Shel Shachris has to be a Miyuchid, the best in the herd. So Mele, how could it be the best in the herd if it has to be the same as the afternoon one? This is in the place to be shown him right here. Where is that? Hikshar Abulchana, Haksiv Bashal Shachris Echod. Hamiyuchid shebe edrei k'didarshina le'el shebe boy k'yikach hamufcha shebe lishka satloim im kein eino yishovim yeshloim adahav amina dem yikne me'eder echod shnei tmidim yikach shnayim mufcharim shebe eder ulo'oilom mufcharim be'inon v'shovim zek. I don't know what's that. How could you be the best if there's someone who's the same best as you? It says over there echod means echod hamiyuchid shebe edrei. So Mamela. Okay, so tomorrow, Mr. Shem, go over himself.